Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Pass by Draymond, almost went out of bounds. Leones gets it left side to Seth Curry, and he slides home a triple right in front of the Sacramento bench. Seth Curry is downstairs, and I believe he is going to put the headset on. And Seth, can you hear us?
I got you.
You got us. I'm Tim, he's Tom, and thank you for coming by and chatting with us tonight. First of all, what kind of a few days has it been for you? You know, first time since high school to be on the floor with your brother. Tell me about the emotions of that and what's going through your head as that happens.
It's a great experience for the whole family, getting out there on the same floor for a couple nights and just getting out there to compete. It's really like Steph said the other night, it's a dream come true. So we're trying to live in the moment while also getting in better shape every game and trying to play better and trying to figure out how to get wins.
And did you secure the jerseys the other night?
I did.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, you have to at least, whenever you get it set up, to put a picture of that on social media, just to see what that looks like. Hey, what's important for you guys now heading toward the play-in? How do you build momentum in these last few games?
Hopefully we can get a consistent lineup out there and get some guys healthy and just get some reps in. I think that's the biggest thing. I think the guys that are coming back got to get in better shape, myself included, just keep getting these game reps and going hard in the weight room and stuff like that, trying to get in better shape. But then when guys come back, get some experience together playing these, and know what guys like it in different spots on the floor, and hopefully just make it work somehow. We're in a tough situation, but it's no excuses in this league.
How tough has this year been for you mentally, and how hard is it to stay positive through all that?
It was very tough, very tough. First of all, I mean, just the excitement at the beginning of the year, knowing I was going to come here and be on this team and after 13 years and playing with Steph and all that, but then coming to a screeching halt with my injuries and Steph's injuries. And then the hardest part was just watching the games, knowing I could help, like the injuries of different guys on this team and knowing if I was out there, I would have a role on this team. But we're trying to make it work towards the end of the year.
So you've been in this league long enough. You know how hard wins are in this league, hard to come by. I'm wondering how you feel about this game. You win the game, not easy, but you kind of had it going in this first half. Third quarter, you guys come out, you turn the ball over, you let them get back in the game, offensive rebounds, kind of get comfortable. How'd you feel about the overall effort and what you guys gained from this game?
We had good stretches of play. I think this game's going to give us a lot of film to watch and of different lineups we had out there together and figure out some things we did well to go forward. But I mean, when you're playing against a team like that who's playing free, and they have talented guys over there too. So it's a weird game at times, but you just got to figure it out as it goes along and then learn from it and move on.
Well, it's another win over one of your former teams. That's always good.
Absolutely.
And you played 16 minutes tonight, 9 points with an assist, couple of key free throws, and you were by far the leader in the clubhouse in plus minus at a plus 16.
Oh, you always like that.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Seth.
All right, appreciate
Thanks,
it, guys.
Seth Curry, our guest. Warriors get the win 110-105. So a win tonight, Tom. But I think Seth Curry brought up the most salient point there is that the head coach will not only say, okay, we got a win, but we have a lot to look at. And I think they can look at, you know, offensive fouls and recognizing personnel and just a lot of little things. But if they are to get some momentum heading into the play-in and maybe win a couple of these last three games, which they can. All three are very winnable games.
Yeah.
Then I think that's something that they have to really pay attention to, because a start to the third quarter in a play-in game or a playoff game, you're going to lose that game.
Yes.
The other team will take over, and they're going to not let go.
I felt like they kind of dropped the ball tonight, and I don't really believe in momentum between games, because every game's its own separate entity. But I do believe on building good habits and playing good basketball. And I thought they dropped the ball a little bit tonight, because even though they lost against Houston, I thought they played fairly well. Like, they looked like a team that was ready to start kind of gaining some of that momentum and playing good basketball. And the first half wasn't bad tonight. You know, it's not a great team, so it's like, okay, I don't really know what. Just if you could win a bit. And then the third quarter, they turned it over 11 times, and let Sacramento get back in the game, let them feel comfortable. I mean, Sacramento wasn't even trying. Raynell may have been their best player in the first half. He didn't play the fourth quarter. And he wouldn't have played if Cardwell wouldn't have fouled out. He wasn't going to play because they didn't want to win. So they're just going to let the other guys play, and that's fine. But to me, it's not so much about the wins because they're going to be 10th. It's about how you're playing. And I thought they got more out of – I felt better after the loss against the Rockets than I did about the win against the Kings.
Yeah.
Like I just felt like, okay, that looked like a team that maybe could go in and win a couple play-in games, and then who knows, maybe win a couple games in the first round. Who knows? Tonight just wasn't that. Now, I understand it's a different type of game, right? You're playing against a team. They don't have all their guys. They're not trying to win. So you get out to a nice lead in the first half, you know, 13-point lead. You're thinking, okay, let's try to put this to bed. Even I mentioned that if they could put it to bed before the fourth quarter or during the fourth quarter, that'd be great. Maybe they thought that way too, and they just, again, they just got really loosey-goosey in that third quarter. Like, this is going to be easy. And how many times have I said, guys that play in NBA games are NBA players. Now, if you take them seriously, you can shut those guys down. They have their limitations, but they didn't. They weren't taking them as seriously as they should have taken them. And they came out in the first couple minutes of the third quarter, turned the ball over, got up a bad shot, let the Kings get comfortable offensively, a couple of easy buckets, put back, and there you go. You got it. You have a game at the end of the third quarter, and it just took them far too long to salt this one away. About 47 minutes of game time to salt this one away. So it is what it is. You move on, and you get a chance to kind of get your rhythm back against the Lakers on Thursday, and then you got two road games. But to me, that's what the last three games are about, finding that rhythm that makes you feel like we're playing some pretty decent basketball as we head into the play-in game.
Well, we were told by Daryl Arata, who handles all the stats and everything for the Warriors, that he's been told that Bassey will be able to play in a play-in game because he's not a two-way player. But the two-way players will not be able to play in a play-in game.
Well, we don't even know what a play-in game is. It's not regular season. It's not playoffs. It just disappears. Do you know who has the most points scored in a play-in game?
It's like the Gather. Nobody knows what the Gather is either. So.
Who has the most points in a play-in game? Nobody knows because there's no records of it because those games don't exist. What is that? How does a game not exist?
But mean so
what
much.
Yeah. What do they play it in the Bermuda Triangle? Like it just goes away. The game's over and then it goes. Like you wake up the next day, the game's gone. It just. Do you remember that game last night? What game? I thought there was a game. There wasn't a game. Are you sure? Adam Silver says no. There's no game.
It's kind of like those mafia murders. You know what happened last night? Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing happened last night.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Yeah. I thought I saw something, but I'm pretty sure I was watching a game on TV. You weren't. There was no game. Nothing happened. I mean, it really is so dumb that you actually have a game that exists and there are no records
See,
for
now,
it.
Now, I think you know, as a league, we should trumpet those games because they're literally an entire clutch game.
It's a game seven.
Yeah, it's a game seven. Yeah, they should have records for that to say, hey, this guy played the best when his season was on the line, right? Season is on the line, and so I think we should kind of relook at that.
Well, look, you know, I'm not going to get into my feelings on the play-in game. That's well documented, but I will say this: the reason the play-in games draw so many eyeballs is you skip game 1 through 6, and they say, let's go to a game 7.
Yep.
Let's just make it a game 7. Now, it's not entirely true, because if you win in 9-10, you got to play again. But if you lose, you're out. And then if you lose in 7-8, you get a chance to redeem yourself with a game. But you get what I'm saying. It has that feel of a game 7, which is why people like it. I mean, even though you got teams that maybe don't belong in the playoffs to begin with, It's going to be exciting when it's a game seven atmosphere.
And the other thing, which I think is one of the main reasons it got started, was that it keeps interest in the regular season. In usually, 4 to maybe 5 teams in a conference that normally would just be talking about the lottery and who we're going to draft, but instead they say, hey, you know, we have a puncher's chance. And it gives a team that maybe their star player was hurt for a good chunk of the season.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe like the Warriors.
Yeah.
And says, okay, if you can get him back healthy, you have a chance to get in the playoffs and maybe pull off an upset and make some noise. So I think it's great for the fans because it keeps a lot more fan bases engaged, you know, trying to get to a play-in spot. Now, this year's different. This year is, you know, there's a whole bunch of teams went off the rails in, like, November.
They're, but, like, playing schmaying.
Yeah,
we don't care.
And so, but usually you have a race or two that comes down to the final week where you have a team trying to get the 10 or a team trying to get the 9. And so it creates excitement, and I think that that's good for the game.
Well, I mean, that and money, of course. But I think that this was their answer to tanking.
Yeah.
Right? This was to help with tanking.
And for the most part, it did help for a lot of teams. A lot of teams said, hey, you know what? We'll take the extra game and try to win that and move on from there.
Like, I'm not going to argue with the games. The games are exciting. I'm going to watch the games. I'm going to be calling one of the games. So I'm going to watch them because of the Game 7 atmosphere. Now, I still think 82 games is enough to figure out who the top 8 teams are, and those should be in the playoffs. And you shouldn't have to risk being a 7 or an 8 getting booted out of the playoffs early on. But whatever. That's fine. It's going to be around. It's not going anywhere. The game's a hit. People enjoy the game. And that's fine. And that's just the way it is. So hopefully, you know, you get the Warriors who are going to have to play. So what was – oh, my gosh, Houston's back in the game.
They're back in the game. They were down 28-9 to start. Now they're down 1.
Wow, I thought Dallas got back in the game too.
And I know you'll be surprised with this, but apparently Dylan Brooks got into it a couple times in the
first
half.
Yeah. Shocker.
Get out of here.
Just, I don't,
no way.
What
surprised.
A good guy.
That couldn't have happened. But, no, I mean, it's obvious. It's funny because I was talking to Steve a couple years ago. We were talking about the play-in game and – then I talked about the play-in game, I think, when we were playing Memphis that one year. And I go, hey, you like the play-in game? He goes, I like it now.
Yeah.
We have a shot at this thing. So, and look, you're going to have to play San Antonio or OKC. So
right.
It's not like, woohoo, we're in. And
well,
then
the
reality hits.
OKC.
And then didn't I say OKC?
You said OKC and San Antonio. The Warriors have no chance to play San Antonio.
No, they don't. Right. No, it's OKC for them. I was just talking about the playing games
in general. Yeah.
That's who you face. And then it's going to be, you know, Detroit or Boston in the East. So, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be decided.
And I say no chance. They have still a mathematical chance, but really in reality, they really don't have much of a chance to
finish. Yes, exactly.
Finish 9.
And they don't even know who they're going to be playing if they're 10. Because the Blazers and the Clippers are still kind of battling.
They still
don't
play
they play each other?
Yes, they do.
Now that's
going to be a good
that
game.
One's going to be a fun one.
Yes,
that one will be a fun because that is such a huge difference between 8 and 9.
Oh yeah,
right. Because 8, you get a second chance and you get your second chance at home, and that's such a big deal. And I tell you what, right now, I can go back to last year. We talked about this. I don't think you want to play the Blazers right now.
The Blazers have to go to San Antonio tomorrow.
Do they?
Yeah. And Oklahoma City stays in L.A. and plays the Clippers tomorrow night. So that race is going to get real spicy.
Well, didn't Portland just go beat the Nuggets yesterday?
No, they lost. They had a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter and
they
lost.
They did. That's...
Yes.
So,
by the way, that is on Friday night. When we're in Sacramento for the rematch between these two, that's when the Clippers are in Portland. So we'll have R.C. Davis will be keeping bonus coverage on that one. So
maybe.
Oh, man. Do you need me the second half?
After tonight, yes. We'll need you in the second half. So
no evacuation sensation.
No.
Yeah,
no.
There you go.
I'm going to be like at halftime, Tim, I got to go to the bathroom. Be right back.
Yeah. We've lost Tom.
Fourth quarter, 2 minutes left. Hey, there's Tom.
Yeah,
I see him in the concourse. What's he doing over there?
Yeah, he's looking at TV.
Looks like he's got a beer watching the Blazer game.
As sad as that sounds, it would not be an upset. It would not be.
No, it wouldn't be a huge underdog. But I wouldn't. I most certainly would not do that. Would not do that to you. But
not intentionally.
No. I just fell into it. Some guy said, hey, look over here.
Yeah, squirrel.
I just shaded. Yeah. I just went, hey, what? No, but it is. You know, it's fun getting new teams into the playoffs.
Yep.
And I feel like in the Western Conference, like, it's kind of been same old, same old. San Antonio is a 2 seed, which is different. But, you know, you kind of expected them to be there. But that'll be fun to watch them play. But a team like Portland or a team like Charlotte, even though they're in the East, it's fun to watch these teams, like, get there for the first time and watch their fans. Because I remember I wasn't a part of it, and I wasn't working it. But I went to a couple of the We Believe Year games.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. Yeah. And that's what those fan bases will be going through. I don't know if it's going to be that loud, because that was about as loud as I've heard a Warrior game. But they're going to be
as loud as I've heard an NBA game.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But they're going to be excited.
And again, I think the whole scenario here for the Warriors is that the play-in gives them a little, you know, redemption here, because now Steph's back. Now you have a puncher's chance. And obviously we saw that against Houston. You know, it kind of slipped back a little bit tonight, which has kind of been the way they played most of the year. But they still have a chance if they can get something going these last three games, tighten up some things, extend the minutes for Steph and for other players, and, you know, then maybe hit a play-in game. And then, you know what, if you get in against Oklahoma City in the first round, hey, take your swings. Let's go. Have some fun.
Tell you what, everyone that has a playoff game, every streaming service, every network, is hoping Steph Curry's in the playoffs. that I can guarantee you.
Except maybe the guys in Oklahoma City. You know, if I was a team as good as OKC
they would rather not see it.
Yeah, right. Because you're always afraid that Steph's going to beat you in a game by himself.
Of course.
And he can't.
That's why it's fun.
Yeah.
That's why everybody else enjoys it. Yeah. It's like, hey, we get to watch one of the greatest players of all time maybe do something completely off the rails in a playoff game and take down a number one seed. So let's just – I just want to see them play some good basketball. The last three games of the season. You got 3 games of the season left. Let's see if they can get back to that Houston game and get that movement, not stop turning the ball over, feel like you're in control of the game. And I know it's tough because, look, Porzingis didn't play tonight. They're still waiting to get Horford back at some point. So they've never really been healthy. And they're not going to be because Jimmy's not getting back. But they didn't have that Porzingis against Houston didn't play all that great. I just want to see him get some get a little cohesiveness.
Yeah.
Like you feel like, okay, that could work. You could beat some teams playing that way. Tonight was not that.
All right, man. We will see you here Thursday. Lakers
Thursday.
In town.
Lakers in town, and then I get to
LeBron James.
Get to travel after that. How about that?
Yeah.
Getting on a
bus.
Car.
A car.
No.
Okay. Like
on a bus? Are you kidding me? Going on a bus? I'm driving up there. See you Thursday.
All right. Tom Tolbert with us.